Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 370 of Japan Top 10. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today's episode is episode 370 of Japan Top 10 April 2021 special, Best of Live from MTV Unplugged. This is your host, Tassie.
And I'm Haru.
And today is quite interesting because this is a specials episode where we're going to be reviewing live performances from MTV Unplugged, obviously. Before we start, let's do a little introduction of today's episode and give you some little background about what we're going to talk about.
The MTV Unplugged series began on the MTV Music Television Network in the USA in 1989, with the first concerts being filmed in New York.
It was the first to produce at the suggestion of musicians John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora from the band Bon Jovi as an opportunity for artists to perform acoustic versions of their well-known songs in front of live audience.
Since then, artists as diverse as Paul McCartney, AHA, Nirvana, Bjork, Katy Perry, and Jay-Z have taken part in MTV Unplugged, and in addition to being a popular television experience, the series has also produced a string of highly successful live albums, many of which have topped the music charts.
In 1996, MTV Unplugged welcomed its first Asian act, Japanese duo Shage and Asuka, and in 2001, MTV Japan began producing its own Unplugged series featuring some of the best and diverse music acts from Japan has to offer.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp, haley@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. So the first song we would like to talk about is Sakura, I Love You by Kana Nishino, 2013.
Bye.
Kananishino is a singer-songwriter from Mie Prefecture who made her debut in 2008.
Her MTV Unplugged concert was filmed at Billboard Live in Tokyo on September 5th, 2013.
Her set list included her hit songs, fan favorites, and album tracks arranged especially for the concert in different musical styles including jazz, Latin, reggae, and R&B.
Sakura I Love You was originally Nishino Kana's 16th single and a track for her fourth album Love Place, which was released in 2012.
On 8th January 2019, Nishino announced on her official website that she will be taking an indefinite break from her musical career, and she played her final concert at the Yokohama Arena on February 3rd of the same year.
Oh, really? She kind of retired?
Not retired. Like, I heard that she got married and...
Oh, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how old is she? Do you know?
Already 30 something.
Oh, she's so young looking. she has that Garu
exactly.
Style, right?
Yeah.
She always looks so put together and cute. Yeah, she has like a very distinct, like cute voice.
Mm.
But we were talking about this earlier that the song that I know of her the most is Best Friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were saying like Aitakute, right?
Yeah.
Her most famous song. Yeah. Huh. I didn't know that she was like got like quote unquote gone. But good for her, mm-hmm. like I feel like a lot of, like, singers need to take a break sometimes.
Yeah.
From working too hard.
Mm.
What do you think about this song in general, though?
Sakura I Love You?
Mm.
Oh, Sakura I Love You. Yeah, I heard this song before, and Sakura I Love You.
Is it... It's not one of her best songs. Do you think? Because I feel like it's not one of her best.
Mm.
I don't know, but I guess like for this program, this was popular at the time, so she picked it, right?
Yeah.
Or is it like, or is it like a, or maybe her company picked it? Okay, but like, yeah, what I appreciate about her is like, yeah, like just like what we were talking about her fact list, that like she does, like her music styles changes a lot with like the jazz and Latin reggae and R&B, but my personal favorite of her musical style is the R&B side of her. I think it suits her voice the best that way.
We've now got an Instagram page. Follow us at JapanTop10_10 for the latest news on the Japanese music industry and much more. The next song we have is Minna Sora no Shita by Ayaka, 2009.
Daijoubu te
Ayaka is a singer-songwriter from Osaka who signed with Warner Music Japan in 2005 when she was still in third year of senior high school.
After having 10 top 20 hits and releasing two albums that sold over a million copies of their first release, Ayaka announced in 2009 that she will be taking an indefinite break from the music industry so that she could undergo medical treatment for basal disease. She later returned to making music as an independent artist in 2011.
Ayaka's MTV Unplugged performance was filmed in her hometown of Osaka on November 18, 2009. It was her final live concert before she went into hiatus.
The concert was filmed in front of an audience of 10,000 invited guests, making it the largest audience in the history of MTV Unplugged.
Minna Sora no Shita, released in July 2009, was Ayaka's final single before her retirement from music.
I don't think she retired.
I don't think so too. I think she did.
Yeah, she...
Didn't she do a song called Niji? Like Rainbow?
Yeah, for Asadora. Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe she's just more low-key with releasing music. I'm like looking at her disease, the basal disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially an autoimmune disease that relates to the thyroid gland.
Mm-hmm.
So hyperthyroidism. Oh. Yeah, that's a lot of like hormone treatment. But yeah. She like other than that, like that's good that she took rest for that, because I know that singers in Japan, they work really hard in general in the public. Mm-hmm. And especially with like her ability with her music, she's from what I remember, she's quite popular from back then, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks that she had to go through that.
Mm.
Well, do you like her other songs?
Yeah, of course. Like, for example, Mikazuki.
Yes, that's such a good song.
Yeah.
And then I have her album First Message from 2006. There's like the song do you know Blue Days or I Believe?
That's a
really good song. Like the way I was introduced to her song was so funny though. I actually discovered her song on the airplane.
Yeah.
I was in the airplane flying to Thailand to meet with family, and then the airlines that I had a like an international music album, and then her that music album First Message was on the plane, and I listened to that from start to finish. Yeah, and I was like, okay, I'm hooked. I like her. And then I was like confused why she was gone for all those years, because I was like, oh, what happened to her? But now I know what happened.
Mm.
And then she has the song Niji. Did you listen to Niji?
Yeah.
Yeah. Asadora.
Do
you watch Asadora in general?
Not really.
Because like Asadora like is like every episode's like 15 minutes long, right?
15 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm such a weirdo, but like, there was like a summer where I just like tried to binge watching Asadora. Like, I just went online to find like the different Asadora series that I can watch. Mm-hmm. And apparently, like, for international fans, there's a lot of people who like to do subtitles for Asadora on the internet. So I think there was like this one Asadora I watched was like Umechan Sensei.
Ah.
Yeah, but that one's like really old. But I watched
Maki, that. Maki Horikita.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Yeah. But usually it's like Asadora is like do they usually pick an actress or an actor who is like quite well known, right? To do these type of things. Sometimes they do like new people, right? Like incoming.
They used to like the it's called NHK. NHK pick up like actress, but nowadays most of main actresses are like famous, you know, 20s.
There was another Asadora I really liked watching. It was Ohisama.
Ohisama. With,
yeah, it was with Inoue Mao. I think that's her
Inoue
name.
Mao. Ah.
Yeah. I watched it like in high school, and then I think that's my favorite Asadora because I rewatched it with my mom. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I like translated for her, and then she was like, yeah. Nice. So I really like that. It's the series is set in World War II of Japan. And the girl who the actress Inoue is playing as a teacher during World War II.
Oh.
And so like it was very like interesting to watch like what a fictional World War II lifestyle would have been back then. But usually like Asadora is always like very genki happy in the end, right?
Yeah.
It's like happy ending and then that's it.
Yeah.
But like yeah, like Asadora is like usually like more than 100 episodes.
Yeah.
For what I remember. We are now on Amazon Music. Search us up there and give us a listen on there via their podcast page.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The next song we have is Himawari no Yakusoku by Motohiro Hata, 2019.
どうして君がなくのまだ僕もないていないのに自分よりかなしむから辛いのだろう時間はからなくなるよ辛くたが ためにできることが僕にあるかな くなその優しさをぬくもりを全部これからは僕も届けてゆきたいここにある幸せに気づいたから
Motohiro Hatta made his debut in 2006. To date, he has released 24 singles and 6 original albums. But it was the Best Of album released in 2017 that gave him his first number one ranking in the Oricon charts.
His Unplugged concert was filmed at Billboard Live in Osaka on 16th December 2019.In front of an audience of 250 people who were randomly selected from over 10,000 who applied to attend.
Himawari no Yakusoku was released on August 6, 2014, and is Hatta's most successful single to date, having peaked at number 4 in the Oricon chart. It was the theme song for the animated film Stand By Me Doraemon and has been used.On various television programs and in advertising campaigns.
Hatta's most recent single, Nakiwarai no Episode, is the opening theme song for the morning drama series or Asadora series, Ochoyan, currently being broadcast on the NHK television network.
I love this song. Mm. I always sing this song in karaoke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's an easy song to sing, I think. Oh. It's slow for me to read the Japanese lyrics. Yeah, I'm like surprised. Like, I was talking to this with Lydia, our other co-host on the program. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, like, I always feel like Doraemon movies have very good songs every time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I told this to Lydia and I think Edward as well, another co-host, but I'll tell you. When Stand By Me came out the first time, I was living in Thailand and I went by myself to watch it in theaters and I cried because I was like, because it's like, it's one of those like natsukashi or like nostalgic things that I've watched as a child. Doraemon, it's very popular in Thailand. How about you? Did you watch Doraemon as a child too?
Yeah, of course, like every Friday at from 7 p.m. But now it's changed it to Saturday somehow. But when I was a child, like, I was really looking forward to watching Doraemon. And after that, I watched Kureyon Shinchan.
I think they're doing a new remake of Kureyon Shinchan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw them on like some anime website for next season. How would you say that Doraemon versus, this is so random, but Anpanman?
Anpanman.
Yeah, do you think, which one is more popular for children in Japan?
Children? It's difficult to say, but I guess Anpanman is for children, but Doraemon is for everyone. I think.
Yeah. Oh, for those who don't know what Anpanman is, he's like this little bread man who's like, Anpang is like a bread and his filling is anko, which is sweet bean paste, red bean paste, and he's a little superhero man and he's like, he has his own anime series and it's still being played till this day, right? Anpanman?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never watched Anpanman as a child, but I've seen him around, but I don't have any like nostalgic connection towards him.
Yeah.
But Kureyon Shinchan I watched too as a child.
Yeah.
And what's that one children's anime? It was like I don't remember the name of it, but I remember the song where it goes like bee da da bee da da.
Ah, Chibi Maruko-chan.
Is she being like, is her anime still out or no?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Really? She's still like popular too?
Every Sunday we watch Chibi Maruko-chan and after that we watch Sazae-san.
Oh, Sasae-san is the family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's I think in Tokyo there's like a town where there's like the creator of Sasae-san.
Ah,
is that? And there's like, and then there's like all these statues of Sasae-san.
yeah, that's true. Want to hear double or triple the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Our last song is First Love by Utada Hikaru, 2001.
宇多田ヒカル was the first artist to feature in the new MTV Japan version of Unplugged, which was broadcast on the network on 10th August 2001.
She was the second Japanese artist to appear after Chage and Asuka in 1996. And at the age of 18, she was the youngest artist to perform in the series at that time.
For the filming of the concert, all of the regular audience seating was removed from the studio and replaced with sofas to create a more relaxed atmosphere.
First Love was the title track and third single from Utada's debut album, which was released in 1999. Iconic song.
Yeah.
So iconic. I don't know how it was in Japan, but in the States, this song was a meme song. on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I was first introduced by Utada Hikaru. It was like such a stupid video back in YouTube. You know, like have you ever watched YouTube back in the day in like 2008 or 2006 around that era?
Oh, no, not really.
Okay. So stupid. Why am I talking about this? Okay, so like it's a video of this very poorly drawn, I would say animated video, mm-hmm. and they're making fun of Pokemon.
Okay.
And then this parody is about the first episode of Pokemon. Have you watched Pokemon?
Yeah.
As a child? Okay. So do you remember when in the first episode when Satoshi or Ash Ketchum mm-hmm. picks Pikachu as his first Pokemon?
Yeah.
And then Pikachu hated him so much and didn't mm-hmm. want to go into the ball. So in the parody version, when Pikachu rejects Satoshi, mm-hmm. this song comes up.
Oh.
The first love.
First love?
For Utada Hikaru. Oh. And it's so stupid. And I don't know why. I think like at the time I was like, maybe I was like around 9 or 10 years old. I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. Hearing that song at the stupid parody.
Oh.
Yeah, but Utada is quite popular in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was born in New York, I guess.
Yeah, but the reason why she's also popular in the States is because she did the song for the game Kingdom Hearts.
Oh.
Mm, it was the two songs of that series. It was Sanctuary and I think, what's the song? Oh, Simple and Clean. Do you know that?
Not sure.
It's when you walk away, you don't hear me say please. Oh baby, don't go. Oh, anyways, it's like
it was like
very, very popular in the States because Kingdom Hearts, for my generation, I don't know how it is for the other generation, but that song was so popular. Everyone listened to it and like,
ooh.
Yeah. And then when Kingdom Hearts released their, I think it was Kingdom Hearts 3. It was like the first Kingdom Hearts game that was produced after like 10 years of hiatus, I think. Ooh. It took a very long time it released. She did a song called Face My Fears, and she did a collaboration with Skrillex, the DJ.
Oh.
Mm, that was very, very, like, big in 2018, 2019, something like that. And the other song from that video game was Don't Think Twice as well. I don't think you've heard of it, but it was, like, very popular in the anime slash video game realm.
Oh.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. She's like married to like a really rich guy too, right? I think.
I heard that she got married with Italian guy.
Mm-mm-mm. And I think she got married in Greece, right? Something like that.
Yeah, but they divorced.
Poor her. Does she have any children?
Yeah.
Mm. Didn't she recently released a song?
Yeah, she released a song and I haven't heard it, but it's popular in Japan right now.
Oh, let me see. What's the song called again?
Last Kiss.
Oh. So, like, we were listening to First Kiss. Right?
First Love.
First Love. Oh, never mind. I was trying to make a parallelism. First Love. Okay, never mind. It's Last Kiss. Oh, okay. I heard that she's very strict with streaming her music back then.
Oh, really?
Mm. Like, she didn't believe in streaming music.
Oh.
Or digital downloads.
Oh.
But I think it's different now. I think she's on Spotify.
Oh.
Mm. And that's it for our episode for episode 370. I enjoyed our first episode together, Haru.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay. Hopefully we'll have another episode soon in the future. I think we probably do in the upcoming months. Our next episode is hosted by Andy and Ethel, and they will explore what a year of COVID-19 has been like in different areas of the world. A follow-up to our last year's COVID-19 special, and they'll see you in a week from now. Thank you!
Thank you! Japan Topics.